In your era, the secretariat to the committee was the was UNESCO prior to the creation of the World Heritage Center. That means you were in the system where one year it was ecological sciences that supported, and the next year it was the cultural division. How do you, I don't know if you have a view on the creation of the center, but certainly how did you think UNESCO served the committee? Was it well equipped to do so?
I think the cultural side had a strong director who was quite competent. The other staff we didn't get a chance to see very often. With the number of nominations, of cultural nominations, they could probably have used at that time some additional help above a junior level. On the natural side, there were two senior people, both of whom were quite competent and were able to raise issues effectively, in some cases with me directly in between meetings, so that we could find ways to address issues if they happened to be urgent. That didn't happen on the cultural side, and I think it was the weight of activity going on was probably more than could be expected of essentially one senior person at that time. It would have been better, I think, to have had a little more capacity in UNESCO on that at that time, because there was the only countervailing power to ICOMOS and IUCN was whatever technical capacity existed on the committee. And this is not a reflection on the work done by the advisory agencies. It's just meant that there weren't a lot of people to question what they were doing. There were some on the committee, but not a lot. And so that represents a risk. But you needed to have a further capacity in what is now the World Heritage Center, as well as on the committee, just to keep everybody honest. And I don't mean that in a negative sense. I mean that I don't care how good some organization is, there is always another perspective that should be taken into account in these kinds of things. This is too serious stuff to be left to one organization, in effect, let's say IUCN, to effectively make the decision. And the only way you can be sure that that's covered is to have a capacity elsewhere.
So you would argue then that the secretariat was more than simply a secretariat in the sense of managing the administration. You would argue for technical expertise.
I think they need an independent capacity to help the committee, but I think the committee needs to be very careful that they have their own capacity built in. And that was beginning, by the time I left, that was a greater concern to me than when I arrived.